However, let's go back to this idea that's saturated modern America in the world, and that is selling people a dream. Selling people a dream is big business. Giving people reality is like giving people good medicine. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today I want to discuss an interesting figure, and I want to tie it into a theme, and that theme is a quote from a guy that he's not exactly somebody who you might look up to from a personal level, but you could look at it and you could see how his philosophy played out in his life, and you can look, and even, in my opinion, even a broken clock is right twice a day. And so even if you don't like the individual or you don't like certain things about what they say, what they do, or anything else, there is wisdom or insight to be picked up from it. That being the case, we're going to discuss P.T. Barnum's and his idea of a sucker is born every minute. We're going to break this down, and we're going to have a conversation about it. And you know what's interesting? When you look at guys like P.T. Barnum, a lot of them have had a little bit of a revisionist historian act kind of pulled on them. You look at the movie The Greatest Showman, and you see Hugh Jackman playing him and portraying him in a way that he was absolutely not in his real life. He was a lowlife, and good for people who were, you know, him and like himself and the people who were in immediate proximity to him. Everybody else, he treated pretty badly. But you know what? We're not going to focus on him. Because there was a saying, I think it was from Eleanor Roosevelt, who said that low minds discuss people, higher minds discuss places, and the ultimate mind discusses ideas. And so I think we should be the ultimate individuals of higher intellect, and we should discuss ideas. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into advice from P.T. Barnum, Phineas Taylor Barnum, if you want to use his government name, and we're going to break this down. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you've heard about this man before. And I'll give you the history as we go along, and why I think it's important that we discuss his concept of a sucker is born every minute. Well, let's break this down. Let's see what he has to say.
Whatever you do, do it with all your might. Work at it, if necessary, early and late, in season and out of season, not leaving a stone unturned, and never deferring for a single hour that which can be done just as well now.
I'm going to pause right immediately. The reason being, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up. Guys like P.T. Barnum, he actually has a lot of philosophical similarities with a lot of the quotes he has with guys like Napoleon Hill, which is actually fascinating. But he has the different approach. You look at guys like Napoleon Hill, who wrote Outwitting the Devil, Think and Grow Rich, those types of books that helped me, in large part, and a lot of other men like myself, break free of the normie mindset. When people talk about the quote red pill, a lot of people equate it with just relationships and with women. Well, that's part of life, yes, but the red pill is meant to be reality. Seeing the world not for what you wish it was, but for what it currently is. And guys like Napoleon Hill, and in my opinion, P.T. as well, he saw the world for what it is, but they took two different philosophical approaches. Napoleon Hill is notorious, well, not notorious, notorious is usually negative. He is famous for using a positive approach, for sacrificing your sexual expression via sexual transmutation, using the idea of visualizing your goals and going for them with every fiber of your being, working with people, not taking from people. He was a big believer in you reap what you sow. When you look at guys like P.T. Barnum, go back to this video, he took the opposite approach. He focused more on how can I use people? How can I use their, not always use them in a bad way per se. Obviously, history tells us a different story, but he took what they had as an ailment or an abnormality, and he turned it into a monetary stream of income. and he made them famous as well. Now, do not mistake me. I'm not saying he was a nice guy. I'm not saying he was a good man or a guy you should model your life after. What you do is your business. But I want to take morality out of this conversation, because morality can, like fog, it can be refreshing, but it's also inhibiting to one who wants to see the full picture. And so what I think is important is we need to take morality out of this conversation. We've already discussed why, and so now let's get back to some of the quotes he has, and let me know if you see similarities to other people that you've heard similar quotes from.
Many a man acquires a fortune by doing his business thoroughly, while his neighbor remains poor for life because he only half does it. Ambition, energy, industry, and perseverance are indispensable requisites for success in business.
I pause right there. So he's known for being a con man, a guy who kind of ripped people off, sold them a fake bill of goods and whatnot, which is true, according to what I know. However, let's go back to this idea that's saturated modern America and the world, and that is selling people a dream. Selling people a dream is big business. Giving people reality is like giving people good medicine. Let's pretend like you're a doctor, okay? And you have the option of giving someone a cotton candy flavored medicine or the non-sweetened active ingredients only medicine. Supposedly they give the same effect, but we know that's not true, but that's how it's sold. People are going to mostly take the cotton candy flavor because it tastes good. It's going to feel good going down. Pause. It's going to give them a sense of, oh, it tasted good. Oh, I feel good. Versus the medicine that tastes lousy, the one that's going to get you better faster, is the one that tastes bad, tastes repulsive, but it gets the job done. That is what we're discussing today, with the idea of a sucker is born every minute. And what we mean by a sucker is a person who is being gulled by whether it's the system, the distributors of the blue pill, i.e. the government, entertainment, education, religion, you name it. All of these entities participate in this exchange of fantasies, half-truths, in an attempt to get you to think that life is more than what it really is, which is largely, life is a grind, life is difficult, and at the end of the day, life sucks. But it's only through accepting that that it doesn't feel as bad, that it gets better, in my opinion. And so when we get into this advice of earning money from a guy who's known as a con artist, approaching it from a different angle, he was the guy who saw the suckers and he said, why should the big corporations be the only ones to make money off of them, in my estimation? He decided to take advantage of them too. Now, was he in a secret society, allegedly? Yes. Did he get that from the circus, the three-ring circus, from the Freemasons? According to what I know, yes. But again, we need to not lose the forest for the trees on this.
Fortune always favors the brave and never helps a man who does not help himself.
I 100% believe that. Anybody want to dispute that one?
No one ever made a difference by being like everyone else.
Amen to that.
Let your motto then always be Excelsior. For by living up to it, there is no such word as fail.
I know this might sound all like basic, you know, self-help quotes you've heard from everybody in your grandma book, TikTok video with the girl who's pretending like she's intelligent, having her jugs in the camera. Y'all have heard this stuff, type of stuff before, or at least this type of language that is full with nice sounding words, but can feel empty when you're trying to apply it to your life. And to me, that is why we need to discuss this, because he himself said, a sucker is born every minute. Now, let's switch gears and go to a guy for 2 seconds by the name of Friedrich Nietzsche. Friedrich Nietzsche is known for this creation of this philosophy of nihilism or Nietzscheanism. Now, He himself, a philosopher from Germany, he said that he did not want people to fully use his, believe everything he said. He did not want people to believe everything he said. He wanted people to think for themselves. Now let's return back to P.T. Barnum. He was a con artist. So we'd be fools to not look at what he's saying and take it with a grain of salt or look at it from a different angle, hoping he is not trying to deceive us, as that was his profession, was to dupe people. Anybody ever seen Gravity Falls, that kid's show on like Disney XD? I'm not sponsored by Disney. I'd never take a sponsorship from them. But the reason I bring it up is if you've seen that show, and if you haven't, go check it out. I actually think it's kind of good. Old Disney, not new Disney, where new Disney is just gay this, gay that. But nevertheless, there's a character in that show named Stan. He's like the older, like, uncle, grandpa, whatever guy. And his whole thing is basically the same shtick as PT, where he lies, he tricks, he deceives. But he's very charismatic, very nice to, like, you instantly feel like you're his best friend. But his whole thing is he owns this place called the Mystery Shack, and he basically does the same thing PT did, which is lie, cheat, steal, manipulate, counterfeit, you name it. It's a running gag in the show. But, you know, my friends, we need to not pretend like it's not important for us to discuss this philosophy of a sucker is born every minute. There are a lot of suckers out there who are born a sucker and they never change it. They never see themselves what they are, which is another cog in the wheel, another person being used and tapped like your electrical outlet in your room. That is what they're being used for. And whether it's relationships, whether it's from taxpayer money, whether it's from consuming the corporate goods that the people then turn around and pay the politicians with through super PACs and this pack and her pack and the snow pack and you name it. This is what they use. Your Uncle Pat, you name it. All of it is all part of the system, but people don't like to discuss this. You need to understand the way of the con artist. Not so necessarily you can rip people off, but so that you can see when you're being ripped off. You can see when you're being exploited. That's what I want to tell you in the show today. Understand that you are being set up for an exploitation by everybody around you, whether it's on purpose or on accident. Now, there are some people who will purposely deceive you because they're low-life pieces of garbage. There are others who have themselves been deceived, and so they don't realize that they're giving you a used set of goods that has done nobody any good, but left a pile of broken dreams and last wishes unfulfilled. They don't understand that. They think they're giving you the truth. They might even care about you, and you know they care about you, but they're giving you information you know is no good, or at least that you suspect is faulty. And if you question them, they'll give you programmed responses instead of prudent self-reflection and thought. And so this is why we need to discuss this. And I also want to go shifting gears, because we're getting a little abstract and hokey right here. I understand that. You want specific examples, right? Well, I think it'd be no easier way to give you a example than to go to dating and relationships. Why? Because everybody can relate to that. Sorry, I got something in the back of my throat. I've been working on moving because I'm moving out of here on Monday. So, moving to Kansas City, it's a whole ordeal. I'll talk about it as time goes on because that's not the point right now. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to look at how this is applied in dating, because this is something everybody can relate to. Everyone can relate to romance, relationships, you name it, because we've all encountered it. One thing to talk about con artists and manipulation and get a little hokey and abstract. I love abstract. I'm sure some of you do as well, but we need to get into practical, everyday examples that will make it make sense, and I think this is a perfect example of exactly what we're talking about. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go full into it, and here's ready, set, go.
Why do girls play games?
Well, obviously, I can't speak for every girl, but I think a lot of times it's some insecurities, and also to see how much a guy is like willing to invest in her, you know, how much he's willing to play this game with her.
So it's like a test.
Yes.
It's testing how interested in me are you.
Yes, but it's interesting because if a guy plays along too much, she's bored or she's like not interested. But if a guy like sets a hard boundary and I'm not playing this game, like she finds that really attractive.
So it's like they play games, but the way to win the game is to not even play the game.
Exactly.
So I think I've seen that guy before. I think his name is like, it's not Mr. Beast. It's like How to Beast or whatever. I don't know. I hope I get that right. I don't keep track of everything on IRC. But what I will tell you, my friends, is despite him having more of a, like a kind of a purple pillish approach to what he's saying, that doesn't particularly matter to me. What matters is what she said, and we're going to break it down. We're going to watch it one more time, and we're going to break it down because I think she, you know, I don't encourage anybody to fully believe anything anybody says, especially when it's a scripted video like this seems like it is. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to break this down piece by piece and explain to you where the exploitation is, where it looks like you're being played as a man, and we're going to let you know. Let's break this down and give you a practical example and a strategy for how you could spot people who are going to lie to you.
Why do girls play games?
Obviously, I can't speak for every girl.
Right there. Right there is the first con. That's the first con right out the gate. Gentlemen, do not ever fall for that trap of like, oh, I can't speak for all men. I can't speak for all women. We don't need you to. We need you to speak in generalities. Immediately, she's trying to eschew herself of accountability right out the gate. Right out the gate. Oh, I know some of you will disagree with me on that, but that's the truth. Let's continue.
Girl, but I think a lot of times it's some insecurities and also to see how much a guy is like willing to invest in her.
I think she's right on that. But again, my friends, you see how this is not direct. She's saying these things, but let's pretend like you're still dating. I wouldn't encourage it. But if you are going to date, you're going to encounter situations like this. These games, these goofy things meant to waste your time, shit test you, and ultimately, she's hoping to disqualify you. That is what she's not telling you. My friends, the whole art of the deception and the con is for you to not ask questions, but to accept the answers given to you. And once you understand that when PT says there's a sucker born every minute, what he's saying is not necessarily you are a sucker, period. You could be a sucker when it comes to money. You could be a sucker when it comes to women. You could be a sucker when it comes to knowledge. You could be a sucker in different areas. You could be someone who is exploitable and very easily at that. A sucker is somebody who is very easy to manipulate, malleable, and somebody who is lined up going down the primrose path for being set up and lied to, manipulated, whatever have you. So let's continue this video.
You know how much he's willing to play this game with her.
So it's like a test.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called a shit test. You probably know that. You just don't want to say it. I'll say it for you because I'll leave it at that.
It's testing how interested in me are you.
Yes, but it's interesting because if a guy plays along too much, she's bored.
Yeah, in other words, if you're an actual nice guy, you get penalized. See, guys, this is what we're talking about. This is the dating example. Now, there are multiple examples of this, which we will get into in a minute. Trust me, this is not just about dating. This is, goes is much bigger than that. But this is a practical example of how you are being set up. Because, gentlemen, you see this on my show. You see this on his channel. You don't see this from most people. Most people would never dare to tell you even this much, which is not even the full story. This is the tip of the iceberg. But most people won't even give you the tip of the iceberg. They'll give you nothing. Nada. Zero. They'll give you nothing. They'll put your schnoz right in the BS pile, hoping that you'll just breathe it all in and love it. So this is why this is important for us to discuss this.
Or they're just like, not interested. But if a guy like sets a hard boundary and I'm not playing this game, like she finds that really attractive.
In other words, you turn her down. You don't just put up with the bullshit.
So it's like they play games, but the way to win the game is to not even play the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, most people won't even give you the tip of the iceberg that guy and gal just gave you. But again, this is just an example with relationships. So let's go over to X, formerly known as Twitter. And normally I would never share Twitter because a ton of really, shall we say, not safe for work content gets posted on Twitter. But here's a question that I found that I thought was interesting. It says, 7 of the greatest scams, and let me know if you agree with this list. He says, 1, adulthood. 2, government. 3, climate change, 4, banking, 5, the food pyramid, 6, education, and 7, healthcare. Now, when we get into scams, we're going to need to return back to what PT said, which was there's a sucker born every minute. And then you also go on to talk about how he was like the ultimate scammer. He scammed people, he lied, he manipulated and everything, so he was a master at it. Let's go down the list. Let's see a little bit more here. He says, some people are saying that the food pyramid thing is true. Salary, life, the media, marriage, all these things are, according to these people, scams. Now, I agree with this list. But the reason why I bring this list to you is you need to decide what is a scam. What have you been told in your life that's a scam? What do you believe has been led that you, what have you been led to believe is true that is not true, or at the very least is a misrepresentation of reality meant to lead you to give more money to corporations who don't care about you, to give your energy and time to people who will waste them, and to give your time, your most valuable asset, in pursuit of ideals and defending them, which do not benefit you and are largely manufactured by men who are more financially successful and more intelligent than you. But that could be changed. You just merely need to take up the gauntlet of power and understand that your freedom will cost you everything. Friends, family, opportunities, and being in the normie rat race, all of it. Breaking out of the rat race is one of the hardest things you can ever do. It takes a lot of resources, constant pushing, and never giving up. Relentless striving to get to that point, my friends. And let me tell you, as someone who's actively doing it myself, it's hard. It's exhausting. It's not just hard, it's exhausting. It's terrible. But guess what? I will pass regardless. So I could sit here and be a normie, or I could fight for something I care about, which is my own freedom, which is my own freedom of thought, speech, association, you name it. Because no one's going to give it to you for free, and you need to understand that and come to terms with that. Otherwise, you're being sucked into a lie, manipulation meant to deceive you. My friends, let me know what you think some of the greatest scams are. Let me know what you think about P.T. Barnum, if you've heard of him before. Some, a lot of people haven't. I think this is important for us to discuss. I think a lot of times religion is the largest scam out there because they'll cherry pick everything. Shout out to Eric for bringing up the idea and the pedigree versus purebred idea and highlighting in numbers and put in the Torah how back in the day, what they would do is they would line up the women and they would say they'd have pedigree, which is they'd have proven receipts for who was with whom and when and why and if and all that. And but you look at the modern churches and the synagogues of the day and the and everywhere else, you don't see that anymore. Why? Feminism. It's not that hard to figure out. Gynocentrism, all that stuff. But that's Red Pill 101. That's baby stuff. My friends, let me know what you have to say. Let me know what you think is the biggest scam out there right now. I'd love to hear it. My friends, take care. I look forward to seeing you next time. And again, feel free to ask questions. Feel free to discuss anything you learned or anything you want to expand upon in the comments below. Take care. I'm out. Peace.